Hello, welcome to episode 6 of the Snooker Podcast. I'm here with David Wetnall, the formidable David Wetnall.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm okay, how are you?
Very well, dear. Can I just say, when I was putting together the last podcast, you text me and said, how's it going? And I went, yeah, it's sounding pretty good. I really like the bit where Skeletor reads out Dennis Taylor's autobiography. And I thought to myself, Skeletor reading Dennis Taylor's autobiography? What am I doing with my life?
How did we get here?
I'm 32. But I did enjoy that bit. So if we've got time, could you maybe do a bit more of that later?
We'll have to see.
Yes.
You're bold.
But anyway, there's a lot to get through today.
Well, two tournaments. Around.
Two tournaments worth. Indian Open. It was poor coverage on Eurosport.
I didn't watch any of it because I think with the timings and stuff, I was always at work.
They only switched the cameras on until like the quarterfinal stage. Mm. They had problems.
Really?
So it was just poor, and a lot of it was without commentary. Mm. But I managed to watch a semi-final, McGill versus Murphy, and McGill was absolutely brilliant. Like, I was really impressed.
The Ginger Wizard.
Yeah, the Ginger Nugget.
Times two.
He is quite Nugget-esque, isn't he?
Yeah. Nuggety. I think he's more like a chicken dipper.
Yeah.
He's got the shape.
But he went on to beat Kyron Wilson in the final, and that secures him a place in the Champion of Champions. And also now he's on the cusp of the top 16.
Cusp.
So it's been good times for him.
Very good.
But Sean Murphy said actually in his post-match interview that he was like really impressed with McGill and he reckons he could win the world championship at some stage. And I checked what odds McGill was for the world. 90-1 was the best I could find.
Really? It's amazing. I mean, there's a long way to go before.
Oh yeah, but I mean, I thought I'll have a few quid on 90-1.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unlikely, but
it's unlikely. It could happen.
You never know. But, you know, Murphy's been playing as well.
He has. It seems like, because he got married recently, didn't he? Or like a while back, and it seems...
Settled down a bit.
Settled him. He's focused.
I think it's, he's a bit of a... releasing a bit of tension.
Well, he is, like, quite religious, isn't he? Yeah. Do you reckon he hung on?
Do you reckon he's released those big money balls?
Well, fair play to you, Sean. Whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's what she said.
Like Sean Murphy, touched for the very first time. Like Sean Murphy, with his snooker cue next to mine.
Also in the Indian Open, a former world championship finalist, Nigel Bond, got to a semi-final. So a lot of 50-year-olds getting semis, but no further.
00147.
I think they've been taking some of Jimmy Mitch's fake Viagra.
Nigel Bond. 00147.
Licensed to pot.
But fair to play to him. I hope that carries on, the sort of trend of older players doing well. I think it's good.
It's good. You like it because it's like
gives me a bit of hope.
Feeds into your nostalgia.
Yeah,
you got a very generalised sense of nostalgia by everything.
Yeah,
looking around your house, it's like a
mausoleum.
It's like a grandma's house.
Your grandma.
My grandma. Yeah, she's got all the gear, all the 50s gear.
I hope in 10 years' time, like Ronnie's still getting semis.
Yeah,
getting to finals.
He may have just given up the whole thing.
World Open. Yeah, the World Open, which I've been watching all week. Much better coverage and longer matches. Best of nines in the early rounds and then best of 11s for the semis and best of 19 for the final.
That's
what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what we want.
I was really impressed with Tepchiaia on noon.
Oh yeah, he won a few games.
Brilliant. Honestly, he's absolutely on fire. Breeze past like Selby and McGill and was caught out by Ali Carter in the semi, but have you seen him play much? Like, so fast.
Yeah,
he's just amazing.
Yeah,
he doesn't even seem to like line the shot up. He just gets down and plays it. He's just a great player to watch. But I think that kind of lets him down a bit sometimes. If he's not totally on it, he'll miss like an easy shot.
Well, hasn't he missed 2 1-4-7 chances on the black?
Yeah. If they're going in, it's fine, and he's potting them from everywhere, but like with Ali Carter, he gave him too many chances.
And he needs to start working with Terry Griffiths and slow him down a bit.
Give you some Mogadons.
Give you some Mogadons. What's his first name?
Tepchayaya.
Terry Griffiths can't say that.
Unknown. But I wanted them to get through, but it was not to be. But if he tightens his game up a bit, he's just such a great player to watch. But in the other semi-final was Joe Perry playing his best mate, Robbo. And Joe Perry was absolutely on fire as well. Knocked in 3 consecutive centuries and a 91. Wow. You don't see that very often, do you?
Gentleman Joe.
I don't think I've ever seen 4 consecutive centuries. I know it's been done a few times, but...
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, like.
Pretty impressive, but...
poor old Robbo.
Going home to his mamsy.
Oh, no. What's the matter, Neil? You got a face like a drop pie. Oh, Mum. My best friend Joe. He's beating me again. Oh, no, Neil.
The final, which we watched, Ali Carter played great. And got himself back in the top 16.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, really. Isn't it?
I actually didn't think he would get back in because since he's been ill and since he dropped right down, at the standards and foods.
He's done really well to get back in.
So good on him. But another talking point of the tournament was Kurt Mafflin. Did you hear about this? He was bitten by a worm.
Oh yeah.
And his thumb swelled up to twice the size. It's actually
lucky old Kurt.
Maybe he's been taking the fake Viagra. But apparently it's a rare form of... do you know that thing where you get the massive ball sack?
No.
What's that called? I've forgotten the name. Elephantitis.
Elephantitis.
Yeah, it's a form of elephantitis.
Ball sack.
You get bitten by a worm. And you can get any part of your body can swell up like really, really big.
It's luck of the draw, isn't it?
Elephantitis before.
I have. But yeah. I didn't know what happened to Kurt Mafflin, was that? I thought
it's
just
a similar thing. It's
like
you get bitten by
an infection.
A worm. Imagine trying to play with like a massive form.
Ooh, just use your thumb instead of the cue.
I wouldn't mind getting elephantitis because there's nothing like sitting on a beanbag while you're watching the snooker.
Only if you get it in your ball sack. I mean,
you get
it anyway.
Yeah.
Get it in your nose.
Apparently, also to make matters worse, he missed his coach back to the airport, but he had no trouble hitchhiking at all.
I read the article about that Kurt Mafflin thing. There's a funny line in it which said Kurt Mafflin was born in London but is now Norwegian.
That's good.
I thought it was really odd. An odd turn of phrase.
He's just decided to become Norwegian.
I'm now Norwegian.
Anything else on Kurt Mafflin's big thumb? He did well to play with it. He did quite well.
Yeah.
Thumbs up to him. Big thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
It'd be quite good as sort of like, you know, as you play it, as the other player goes to sit back in his seat.
You're like, right.
Freak him out a bit.
You're right, mate.
Make him feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
You feel like he's tripping.
He's going, hey, look at this. Massive thumb.
I was thinking it'd be great to get like a snooker player on the podcast, do like a little interview.
Who did you have in mind?
Well, I thought it'd be best to get somebody here rather than do like a Skype interview because they seem a bit stilted.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did a little bit of research on like local players.
Yeah.
And obviously like, the obvious ones came up like John Parrott, Vicky Walden and Chester.
Yeah.
But some that I didn't realise, quite local. David Taylor, the Silver Fox, runs a B&B down the road, 20 minutes down the road.
Just ring him up for a booking.
Turn up.
When you get there, just I don't need a room. I just need 20 minutes of your time. I'll pay for the room, but I'm not going to stay.
Yeah, but I'm looking at some of his TripAdvisor reviews.
Oh, yeah.
The Silver Fox was very accommodating. Like, everyone mentions that he was a snooker player in the 80s.
Has he got a table at his B&B that he can play on?
Breakfast table.
Yeah.
Don't know. But if we do interview him, we can leave a little review on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
David Taylor was very accommodating, but would not appear on our podcast.
Would not advise to any other podcasters.
runners, podcast runners, would not advise to any makers of podcasts. But that could be quite good. Also, I found out that not far away, Dominic Dale lives in Southport.
Ooh.
So I'd like to meet up with Dominic Dale.
Track him down. Get on Grindr.
Grindr. Yeah, for anyone who doesn't know what Grindr is, that's a Cliff Thorburn's dating app. So if you want to hook up with any overbearing Canadian men,
yeah,
get on Grindr.
Get on Grindr.
Poor old Cliff. Also, I did a search for, because I knew Rod Lawler was local. I tried to find out whereabouts.
Rod the Plod.
But my computer just slowed down so much, I just got bored and switched it off. But yeah, any players listening, you're very welcome to...
If you want to be interviewed by a couple of idiots...
And
get in touch.
Get in touch. Okay, competition time again. We had a winner from the last one. It was Connor Langan. He got the answer right. It was Graham Dott and Dominic Nidale.
Dominic Nidale.
He had the puffy hands, if you remember.
Puffy.
But yeah, Connor answered it right, and I'm going to contact him and get his address, send him out a t-shirt.
Connor Langdon! Very good. Get that t-shirt off our books.
Yeah. So this is this week's competition. There's three snooker players in this. You've got to identify all three. So here you go.
Holiday over, Christmas, New Year, what you got down the caravan? Yeah, we went to the caravan. As you know, we bought a caravan in Old Farm. And we spent a lot of time down there now by bingo. Bingo every night, 9:30. Live art is at 10 o'clock. 2 pints, nice dandy. We've done it over New Year.
So that was the first two, and then there's this one.
Winning game, snooker, yeah. It was an honour to play the legend that is Ronnie O'Sullivan, you know, the guy was amazing. I know he went, probably say he went quite on top of his game, but he's you know, he saved, you know. He was just brilliant. He was felt like I learned a lot from it. I've got absolutely nothing to be disgraced about. You know, I give it me all.
You know, I give it me all. They're very funny.
Sounds quite stoned.
Yeah, the last one sounds very stoned. The very first... bit.
Yes.
Sounds like Jimmy Savile, I think. Can we listen to just the first section of the first one?
Holiday over, Christmas, New Year, what'd you got down the caravan?
Just that bit sounds like the lead singer of an international rock group. Anyway, if you've got any idea of who any of those three are.
Yes, it's snookerpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet us, but just email us anyway. Have a chat, ask us a question.
Come on, Ben's got nothing to do, he's bored.
Nobody downloads it and we just want to hear that people are enjoying it.
Yeah, drop us a line.
So I had an email from Mark Pitfield who alerted me to a video on YouTube of Jimmy White advertising an alarm system for a car.
Yeah.
And it's really, really funny. It's really sort of bad acting, and I urge you to check it out, you know, on YouTube, because it is really funny. And this little sort of looks the camera, really sort of dodgy. And it's just a funny video, but it on YouTube you get other sort of suggestions.
It queued up another
and
one.
And I saw this other one, and it's Jimmy White advertising hemorrhoid cream.
Brilliant.
It's rather amusing. So have a listen to this.
As a professional snooker player, I've played on the open circuit for 30 years and done my share of travelling. Sitting around in airports and driving long distances isn't the most exciting pastime, especially when you suffer from knobby styles. That's piles to my non-Cockney friends. I've personally tried everything to relieve that discomfort. Potions, pills, even tried sitting on ice. Imagine how I felt when the doctor told me not to eat the local cuisine when visiting exotic lands. I draw the line at giving up my favourite spicy foods. Then I discovered an amazing cream called Ultra Clear Plus. 2 days after using it, I felt a huge difference. A week later, 100% relief. But get this, after completing the suggested dose, my piles have gone for good. No discomfort and no burning to this day. And the great thing is, Ultra Clear Plus is 100% natural. What a break, right on cue. Now I can enjoy the food I love and travel in comfort too. Truth is, I always keep a tube in my pocket when playing against Ronnie O'Sullivan. That guy keeps me sitting down for hours. But seriously, I'm so impressed with Ultra Clear Plus, I invested in the company. If you suffer from the old nobbies, don't live life sitting on a cushion. Get Ultra Clear Plus.
Got a bad case of the old nobbies, have ya?
He's gone really cockney there, hasn't he?
If you suffer from nobby styles, that's piles if you're not a cockney.
Piles.
I liked it when he said, I've tried everything. Lotions, potions, pills, even sitting on ice.
Sitting on ice.
You've told them to sit on ice.
The old white mice, ice.
Sitting on the old white mice, have ya?
The old nobby styles, piles. Brilliant.
Yeah. I think what was revealing was when he said, I've invested in the company, and that is why I'm doing the
well,
advert.
You'd have to be on the bones of your ass to do an advert like that.
I think that's how we ended up in this situation.
Possibly, yeah. But there we go.
Very poor. But, I mean, that advert, where was it shown apart from YouTube?
Got no idea.
YouTube.
YouTube. That's what it's called.
Tube of... Poo tube.
Poo tube.
Nobby Styles!
Yo, yuppie.
Got a bad case of the nobbies, have ya? Get some of this ultra clear gel up your arse.
It's basically what he said.
I always keep a pocket. I always keep a tube in my pocket when I'm playing Ronnie O'Sullivan. That guy keeps me sitting down for ages.
A bit grandad from there.
Oh, Del Boy.
Oh, dear. If you want to know more about Jimmy White, check out our friends over at the White Room podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to all things Jimmy White. I'm sure they are aware of this hemorrhoid advert. They are connoisseurs.
I'm sure they're aware of his hemorrhoids.
Connoisseurs of the whirlwind. So check them out.
Yeah. I'd like to hear a bit of maybe Skeletor reading some of Dennis Taylor's autobiography. Is he about...
I'll just see.
Can you summon him?
Skeletor! Skeletor!
Yes! What is it? You boob?
Oh, he's there. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he's about.
So a lot of the book is about sort of during and the aftermath of the 85 final.
Okay.
And all the sort of craziness that went
that
on.
That is the key event in Dennis Taylor's life.
So this is what was going on in the family home. If you just read it from Brenda.
I don't know if I can do Skeletor's voice now.
Brenda! Brenda!
Sorry.
Brenda! Brenda! Brenda!
Too loud.
Brenda had wanted to go out for a smoke at the interval, but Trish had said, you can't leave him now! Over in Dungannon, my Aunt Molly had fallen on a cardboard box in her excitement.
Oh my God.
The next one.
Yeah.
Everybody had been through such tension, they just had to let off steam. Bruce Duncan of Riley's had thrown a party that had gone into full swing in the hotel, and a photographer came over and persuaded Trish and myself to do the hokey-cokey.
So I found this clip on YouTube, and it's this guy, and he's invented this new game where he's taken the legs off a snooker table, laid it flat on the floor, and you play snooker with golf clubs, putting the balls into the holes. Very strange. Have a listen to this.
Now, it looks to me like we've got a couple of snooker tables here, but somebody forgot to screw the legs on. Is that right?
Well, that's nearly right, James. Actually, what it is, it's a game of snooput.
Snoo what?
Snooput.
Snooput, I see. Yes, snooput,
now,
yeah.
That's a combination of two great games, golf and snooker.
I see, right.
And it has its own rules. Yeah. And you can see the lads here are playing away at the game.
Okay, so you actually, you've got a game here. You can buy this, can you?
You can indeed now, yes.
It's in the shops now, is
well,
it?
Well, no, it's not in the shops now, but you can buy it.
Uh-huh.
We're just producing the game now, so it is available.
So it's okay, you can get on and walk on this. Can I
indeed, you can, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. The tie clashes with mine. Could you take it off? So you hit the white ball to get the other balls in. Is that what you do?
Well, partly, yes. You hit the white ball onto the object ball, and then that's the idea.
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah. So to do it, just Seve Ballesteros, just eat your heart out when you see the... is this the way you do it? Just sort of
follow
through?
Yes, okay.
Uh-huh.
Right, now
you... Oh!
You can put that red into the hole now with the putter, ignoring the white ball, and you've scored a point.
And I can do that.
Okay.
Okay. Whee!
That's it.
Fantastic. Right, so that's the way it's played.
That's partly the way it's played, James, yes.
That's going to cost you £600, this one.
That's correct.
This one over here is over 300.
That's right, £350.
Okay, that's fabulous. Now, listen, you can win this. All right, where are we? You can win this. We're giving this one away tonight. And if Annie, the floor manager, was here with my clipboard, of course, I could tell you the number. Or can we get the number up on the screen? There we are. If you ring that number, 0898 500111. 0898 500...
The tie clashes with mine. Can you take it off?
Yeah.
No, it's a completely new game. It's got its own set of rules. I've invented it myself. Didn't get any inspiration from any other games. Not snooker, not golf. It's a completely new game.
It's a bit like my carpet snooker.
It is, yeah.
But... That never got off the ground.
No, it didn't.
But I'd like to buy some snooper. It would go well with the snooker.
Snooker.
Oh.
You've got a taste for snooker crossover games, haven't you?
Yeah.
Snooker, snooput.
If you don't know what snooker is, it's like Sabutio on a pool table.
Yeah.
Terry Griffiths is a big fan.
Oh, down at the caravan site, always going to play a game of snooput.
Snooput.
Pitch and snooput.
I think they should play snooput, snooker, pool and snooker.
And have a snooker Olympics.
Yeah.
Snooker Olympics.
Snooput.
We've got snooput, we've got snooker, we've got snooker and pool. Barry Hearn. With the snooker Olympics.
It wouldn't surprise me, now he's made the shootout a ranking event, he'll start making snooput and snooker.
Snooker.
Ranking events.
Ranking snooker. I'm Barry Hearn. I see a chance to make money, I'll make some money. Barry Hearn.
I've got the snooput.
I've got the snooker. I've got the snooker and the darts. My son does the boxing.
I've got the yips. I've got the dotitis.
I've got dotitis. I've got elephantitis in my ballsack.
I've got the nubby styles.
I've got elephantitis in my nubby styles. Huge piles.
Oh, do you know what? I forgot to mention...
Oh, yes.
I was going to mention this a couple of podcasts back. Vinny Calabrese has retired from snooker.
Because we mocked him.
Yes.
Poor old Vinny.
But he just didn't even try and qualify like in the Q school then.
He's just giving it up.
Dropped off the tour.
Is he still living with Neil?
Yeah. Best mates, aren't they?
Best buds.
But yeah, that's it. He's giving it up.
He's got a good name. He should be famous for something.
He should be world champion, shouldn't he?
He could start his own line of frozen pizza pasta.
Could you imagine Robbo trying to sort of getting him a new job or something?
Vinny Calabrese's frozen pizzas. They won't let you down.
But we're like, I can imagine like living together and what, like one of them's a millionaire and one of them's unemployed.
Yeah.
Like what would you do? How would you get him a job?
Just get him as your butler.
March him down the job centre.
March him. Frog march him to the job centre.
You could polish your warhammer.
Polish your wok. I don't know why I said that.
Polish your warhammer.
You could polish your balls. You could just pick the balls out for Neil when he's practising.
How much would he get paid for that?
I think he wouldn't get a wage from it, but he'd get room and board.
You get what?
You get very bored. Room and board, so he just get you wouldn't have to pay for any food or accommodation.
Okay, with Robbo.
He's just got to be there whenever Robbo wants to practice.
Play
Warhammer.
You always got to let Robbo win.
Otherwise, Mum will come down and clip Vinny round the ear. Poor old Vin.
Oh, poor Vin.
Vinny Calabrese's pizza pasta dishes.
Oh, Robbo, mate, I just need to get a job, you know. I'm washed up, mate.
Do the washing up.
Do the washing up. Well, that's not going to pay the bills, is
it? I'll give you $10 to do the washing up.
Oh, mate, can't you just give me a proper job?
No.
Cleaning your Warhammer?
No.
No?
Mum cleans the Warhammer, you know that.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next month with more snooker tomfoolery. Get in contact at snookerpodcast@gmail.com or Twitter @emperorofpot.